WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs. Between juggling work, relationships, and just trying to figure out what kind of socks match your mood for the day, staying positive can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But today, we're tackling something that affects all of us, regardless of whether you're crushing it at CrossFit or mastering the art of napping, developing a truly positive body image. Ever scrolled through Instagram and felt a pang of, let's call it comparisonitis? You know, that feeling when everyone else seems to have this perfectly curated life, including bodies sculpted by Greek gods and goddesses. Well, newsflash. Social media is a highlight reel, not reality TV. And trust me, even those perfect bodies are probably hiding a few insecurities of their own. We're going to unpack some practical strategies to help you build that unshakable sense of self-love and body acceptance. It's about ditching the negative self-talk, celebrating your unique awesomeness, and realizing that true beauty comes from within. Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First, challenge those inner critics. Those voices in your head whispering you should be thinner, your thighs are too big, or you need to work out more. Yeah, those are liars. They are fueled by societal pressures and unrealistic expectations. So, what do? You call them out. Next time that negativity pops up, counter it with positive affirmations. Tell yourself things like, my body is strong and capable, or I appreciate all the amazing things my body can do. Remember, your thoughts have power, choose to fuel your mind with positivity. Second, focus on what your body can do. Instead of obsessing over how your body looks, celebrate its incredible abilities. Can you dance like nobody's watching? Hike a mountain trail? Play a killer game of basketball? Heck, even just getting out of bed in the morning is an accomplishment worth celebrating. Shift your focus from appearance to functionality. Remind yourself that your body is a tool for experiencing life to the fullest. Third, ditch the comparison game. It's a total loser's game, and trust me, you're winning at life already. Comparing yourself to others only breeds negativity and self-doubt. Everyone's on their own journey, with their own unique strengths and challenges. Focus on your own progress, celebrate your wins, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Fourth, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your mindset and self-image. Seek out friends and family who support you, encourage you, and celebrate your individuality. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly put others down or fuel negativity. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, has bad days, and struggles with insecurities from time to time. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness that you would offer someone you love. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's all that matters. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and you see your reflection in a shop window. Instead of feeling self-conscious or critical, what if you simply smiled and said, "Hey there, awesome person, you're rocking it." That's the power of positive body image, owning your awesomeness and radiating confidence from within. So, how can you start practicing these tips today? First, try catching yourself when those negative thoughts creep in. When you hear that inner critic whispering doubts, challenge them with a positive affirmation. Second, think about something amazing your body can do. Maybe it's running a mile, baking a delicious cake, or giving a heartfelt hug. Celebrate those abilities. Finally, spend time with people who make you feel good about yourself. Surround yourself with positivity and watch your confidence soar. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and keep striving for that positive body image glow up. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of self-love inspiration. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember you are absolutely fabulous just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.